All right, welcome back to another episode of the Black Bullion Show on goldandsilvertoday.com. So, what's going on with the U.S. economy? Well, this week we got some data regarding the services sector of the U.S., which is roughly 67% of our GDP, mind you. We started to dip back down just slightly from where we were in August. Now, I don't want to be, an alarmist here. We need more monthly data before we can start identifying a trend, this downward trend. But August 8th was when we can start, or when this program for the PPP loans ended. And as you know, much of our country's economy is relying on those loans. So let's see what updates we have on that. But first, if you're new to this channel, please hit that big red subscribe button right down below. Also, please hit the like button. Helps to get this economic evangelism right on out there to the masses to bring more people into precious metals. Okay, House Democrats prepare new $2.4 trillion stimulus plan with unemployment aid direct payments. All right, so let's see what will happen here. And I'll just start here. House Democrats are preparing a new, smaller Ronies package expected to cost about $2.4 trillion as they try to forge ahead with talks with the Trump administration. A person familiar with the plans said Thursday. The bill would include enhanced unemployment insurance, direct payments to Americans, paycheck protection program, small business loan funding, which is the PPP loans we just referred to, and aid to airlines, among other provisions, the person said. To reach the price tag, Democrats would chop roughly $1 trillion from their previous proposal for a fifth Ronies aid plan. The party aims to restart stimulus negotiations with the White House after talks fell apart last month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has repeatedly pushed Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to boost the administration's roughly $1.3 trillion offer by another $1 trillion. Pelosi directed Democratic committee chairs to draft legislation, according to Politico, which first reported on plans to craft another bill. The House could vote on a bill as soon as next week, but Democrats have not yet decided on a plan, the outlet reported. Democrats and Republicans have failed to come to an agreement on more aid to combat the health and economic damage from this issue. Even after a $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit, a federal moratorium on evictions, and the window to apply for PPP loans lapsed, hopes for more legislation dwindled in recent weeks as Republicans grew wary of spending and election year politics infiltrated the process. House Democrats passed their more than $3 trillion aid package in May. Earlier this month, Senate Democrats blocked a roughly $500 billion Republican plan. The GOP put together a scaled-back bill after a measure costing about $1 trillion that they released in July failed to lead to a bipartisan breakthrough. The discussions about a relief proposal come as concerns grow about the potential for the U.S. economic recovery, boosted by the trillions in relief Congress has passed this year, to falter. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, among other economic experts, has warned the economy could take a hit without more fiscal stimulus. And just as face-to-face commerce has dwindled in places like France and Spain due to an uptick in Ronies cases, the same could happen here in the United States as we approach flu season and people start getting worried when they walk outside and hear sneezes or coughs that could, just be from the common cold. But hey, you never know. I bring all this up to say that, we should, start to keep an eye on how our economy progresses as these cases uptick. And speaking of which, here is a way that I've been doing it recently using this these Google graphs here. You can just pretty much type in any country and it shows news articles related to that country and its cases. Also, you have where it's populated on the map, and then also a graph of just the general rise or fall of cases over time within that particular country. You can pretty much check it here, which is pretty interesting. But it looks like we may just be at the start of a new rise, slight rise here. Beginning on September 8th, it looks like we hit an inflection point, and then we started to maybe tick back up a little bit here. But we'll see as the trend line continues, and we'll see how this could possibly impact, the economy if we might continue to get a rush to dollars. But guys, let me know what you think will happen with the economy and with this new bill. Do you think it will actually help to extend the PPP loan application that so many small businesses are relying on to keep afloat? Let me know in the comment section below. Thanks again for watching. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe if you're new. It's Black Bullion for goldandsilvertoday.com.